The Vatican Press Office has announced that the Pope Benedict's letter to Chinese Catholics will be released tomorrow at noon. The Holy Father had announced in January that the letter would be written. Meanwhile, this weekend, Hong Kong will be marking the 10th anniversary of its transfer to China from Great Britain. Father Peter Barry of the Holy Spirit Center in Hong Kong told Philippa Hitchin that most of the people of Hong Kong are happy at how the last decade has gone.
The ordinary people of Hong Kong, they're happy that Hong Kong has gone back to China, and they're proud of being Chinese, but they're also very independent, and they think in terms of Hong Kong, and they're Cantonese-speaking, whereas the mainlanders are mostly Mandarin speakers, and so they do have that cultural difference. But I just think they're taking things as they go. As I detected, they're not very excited about the 10th anniversary. It's a milestone, but they're just happy that their way of life hasn't changed very much in the last 10 years.
Within the church as well, there was concern, wasn't there, before the handover, that religious freedoms would in some way be curtailed. Would you say those fears were unfounded as well, that there hasn't really been much change to the life of the church in Hong Kong over the past decade?
No, there hasn't. There hasn't been religious freedom. We are free here in Hong Kong to practice our faith as Catholics. Of course, other areas of religious freedom are also preserved, freedom of the press, freedom to demonstrate. And our bishop, our cardinal, as you know, is able to speak out. People may not like it, but he's able to be a voice for human rights.